Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the College2Pro.com NFL Draft Blast, the audio alternative for fans and NFL personnel to know NFL draft prospects. Join host Bo Mashanti as he brings the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars to you today. No more than the name.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Mashanti. As always, we appreciate you stopping by Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, anywhere where you listen to your podcast. You can find these free and available as we count down the days to this 2022 NFL draft. And one of the young men making their path towards that next level is the standout Oklahoma Sooners running back, Kennedy Brooks. He was also an invite to the prestigious NFL Scouting Combine. With that said, Kennedy, welcome to the program, my friend. How's this afternoon?
Hey. Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Excellent, man. Hey, fabulous career, and I think you could, you know, I don't know if you could have accomplished much more for yourself individually in such a short amount of time, but that said, can you believe your time as a Sooner's kind of come and gone, and now you're 3 weeks away from I would assume as a childhood dream of hearing your name called and finding out where you're going to land in the National Football League?
Yeah, man, it's been so unreal, man, just how fast everything went by. It flew. So be able to see my dream actually finally come true, man, it's a wonderful it's going to be a wonderful feeling. So, man, I can't wait for it. I cannot wait.
Oh, I bet it has to be such a sensational ride thus far. I mean, growing up in Texas, we all know that's a powerhouse state for football, collegiately, high school. For you growing up, that said, were you the better kid from the get-go? Were you always the guy with the football in their hand doing special things?
No, not really. I played the game just to be with the boys, so I ain't started taking football serious until, like, my sophomore year of high school. So, man, it was actually pretty surreal how everything just happened, man. I just played the game because I loved it. So with the best opportunities I had, man, God has blessed me with so much.
Well, I got to ask, I mean, so when did the surreal part happen? So you're kind of doing, you're playing the game, and then sophomore year rolls around. Does the light bulb come on? I mean, do you always have the ball in your hand? Kind of take us through the progression of you being the running back and then eventually becoming the running back that we saw dominate the Big 12.
I went to Mesville High School, and they're like an I formation team. Power team. So I did have the ball in my hand a lot just because of that formation, that position. And then, like, sophomore year, like, on varsity, it's just kind of like the last four games was, like, the best games I ever played football. And then after that, I got my first offer, and I was like, whoa, like, Okay, now I can, like, kind of take this – I got to take this a little bit serious because I didn't think that I was ever – like, I didn't think about playing college football, like, nothing like that. It was just like it's a kid just want to just go out there and have fun. So, I mean, when that happened, I was like, oh, wait, I can take this far. So, I mean, I grabbed it and I just took it and ran with it, literally.
Yeah, and you did literally run with it. I mean, three 1,000-yard seasons, and right off the rip, and the 8.9 yards per carry in 2018, it's just a staggering amount. You leave Oklahoma with a 7 yards per carry average. Kennedy, I mean, you know as well as I do, that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs type. That's like all Madden type video game numbers, man. I always say, I don't care what level you're playing at, but especially if you're playing Power 5 football, you're not playing against some scrubs. I mean, you're playing with legit guys that you're going to see at the next level, and I just think that 7 yards per carry is the one thing that I just think stands out. How do you kind of get that? I know, you know, you got to give the love to the guys up front, but is it instinctive? Is it vision? Is patience? Kind of take us through what's it like just for an average carry for you to have that much success.
Man, it's just like you said first, man. you got to give the credit to offensive line. All the offensive line I ever had, like all the had, was great, wonderful. Most of them, if not all of them, are in the league right now. So I ran behind some monsters, some beasts right now. So that definitely helped. And also, man, my coaching, man, it was just, I had great coaching and just great people around me just to push me. I mean, every day we challenged to get better. So it wasn't like I had a day off or anything. Man, I worked my tail off every single day to get here. So it was just a great opportunity. And plus, like my, well, a lot of people say my patience and my vision is what helps me a lot. So like I said, my running style is very, very different than most. So that's probably one of my strengths for sure.
Excellent. Once again, Kennedy Brooks, the standout Oklahoma Sooner running back here on the C2P. You were also invited to the NFL Scouting Combine. How special was that to, you know, allow these teams to know you? They know who you are on tape. That's one of the reasons why you're invited. But now they get to know Kennedy Brooks, the man. Kind of share us what that experience was like for you, if you don't mind.
Oh, man, it was amazing. You know, when you're in college and you want to go to the NFL, everybody wishes to go to the combine. So that was like another major compliment for me to be able to get that invitation. Cause like you see it, you see your friends go through it, and like you see it going through Madden. It's like wow, like now I'm actually in it in like real life. Like this is like crazy. So going there, experiencing that, talking to like people you see on TV, like the coaches. Man, some of the players that was there, it's like, oh my, like wow, I'm really here, like right now. And then when the day comes when you gotta run that 40 and you're testing, it's like, bro, like I can't believe I'm actually here. So it was actually a surreal moment for me. It was amazing. Yeah, I loved every bit of it. It was fun.
Excellent. And for you being there, great numbers, and then you had your pro day, all these things that come in with being your position. But I always ask our guests, if we threw you in that film room with these scouts, they're breaking down your tape. We talked a little bit about your patience and your vision, but what do you think those hallmark home run abilities are that they're going to fall in love with and they're going to have to, you know, bring you aboard that 53-man roster when it's, you know, the most important time?
Man, it's really just my – how I just post a game. I mean, I'm really proud to be a professionist and everything. So with me just trying to not just knowing my position, but knowing what the offense line is doing and knowing what the receivers are doing, how the defense are set up, man, just knowing all that really helps me and helps me anticipate where the hole's going to be, how somebody's playing it. So it's just my approach to it is a lot different than most running backs. So I think that's one thing that a lot of teams like about me.
Excellent. And what does anything go unnoticed? I mean, 3 weeks away, I don't know what we could unearth on this particular show, but is there anything that these teams would know about? I mean, maybe the offensive system you ran didn't allow you to showcase skills. You're great in the community. Weight room warrior, film junkie. Anything else to add that can help you fall in their good graces when the 28th through the 30th arrive in Las Vegas at the end of April?
Mostly, I'm a person that wants to, you know, play for the team. Like, I'm a team player at the end of the day. I mean, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to win and help my team be successful, no matter what it is. And playing in Lynx offense, man, it helped me so much because I wasn't in just a zone or a counter scheme. We did it all there. So, I mean, I can play in any system, anywhere, it all matters. So, I can't wait for this opportunity, and I can't wait to be able to do this.
I'm sure, Kennedy, it has to be just a fabulous ride, and especially when you kind of look back, I'm sure these last few months since the kickoff of January where you were training for combine prep and everything that goes within being with your position, and I'm sure on the tail end, on behind the scenes, I'm sure you're busy with Zoom calls and all the other things with being in your nature. But with that said, outside of the game of football, what are some of your passions? What are some of your hobbies? And everyday life, what are some of the things that you enjoy doing that we don't see just because we know he's a football player?
Well, right now I'm getting into golf. I've been doing it for 2 months right now, so I'm trying to learn this game, man. It's so hard, but I love it. It's just a great game. I try to be there for my family when I can. Try to go see my grandparents. I'm in Norman right now, and they like an hour away from me. So, like, every other day or every 2 days, I try to go out there, spend time, make sure they're good, make sure they don't need anything. So I'm just working out, relaxing, and playing some golf and seeing my family. That's it.
What's the biggest critique of the golf game? What's the best aspect of the golf game, and what's the thing that you know you're in trouble with right now?
Oh, my God. Like, when I – because when you watch it, it's like, oh, man, you can do this. It's easy. It's a swing. It's easy. But there's so much that go into this, man. I never knew the type of how you should hit it. I never knew, like, it actually matters what type of club you have. And I never knew it was actually, like, a technique to, like, swinging it. Like, I never knew all that stuff. I'm like, bro, what? So right now, the hardest for me right now, I don't know why, but I cannot hit a driver to save my life. I can't hit that thing for nothing. And then the thing I love, though, I love a chip. I love chipping. I don't know why. I have my that's the best part of my game. I can chip really good. But my driving, boy, is horrible right now. So I'm gonna have to work on that. I can't hit my driver to save my life, but I'm working on it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was known as a worm killer. That means my balls never got off the ground. They just kinda hovered right above the grass, and my buddy called me the worm killer, so
hey man, it's so much harder. It's an addicting game, because once you have that one good hit, you're hooked. You're hooked.
It is a great game. And I have to say my putting is the best aspect, but getting there, that's the trial. That's where the trouble falls in. Kennedy, listen, we are almost out of time, but we always like to have a little bit of fun. We call it three and out. A few lighthearted questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, now it could be Coach Riley. I know he's off the USC, or anybody else on that Oklahoma Sooners staff. But what coach had the biggest pet peeve during practice? This was an absolute no-no. If you got caught doing it, you might catch a little hell.
My coach DeMarco, he hates when people are walking around the field. He hates that, and like it's one of the things like, you can just be, like, just walking to get water. He hates that. Like, he wants you to run to everything. So that was one of his pet peeves. Another thing was this is most coaches, but helmet on the ground? Oh, my. Boy, if they see you a helmet on the ground, you got to run so much. It's not – yeah, it's, you don't want to see a helmet on the ground. That means you just relaxing. You're not even doing nothing.
Excellent. And in that running back room, you and your teammates, who was the fun guy? Who was the jokester of the group that kind of just kept everybody loose and motivated?
Oh, man, it was Todd Hudson. Man, he's a goofball, man. He's the one that would get up and start dancing, make crazy jokes. Man, he's definitely the guy that was always playing, always playing.
Excellent. And then the final one, Kennedy, before we let you go this afternoon, as the draft approaches, I assume draft weekend, draft 28th, 29th, and 30th, you're going to be with family and friends awaiting to hear your name come off the board. But that said, who is the best cook in your family, and what would you like that person to have specifically made for you as you celebrate this next football journey?
Oh, man. Okay, so my mom – I think my mom's the best cook, but I love her lasagna. So before, I don't know if it's going to be like a lunch or dinner thing right before, but like, I'm going to have to eat lasagna that day. I have to. I love her lasagna.
Fair enough. Hey, mom's on the clock for some lasagna. You were on the clock for the 2022 NFL draft. Kennedy, appreciate your time, and please stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and can't wait to see you do what you do best, and that's carry the rock in the National Football League, my friend.
Yes, sir, and thank you. Thank you so much for having me on here. Thank you, and I wish you to have a blessed day.
Thank you. Once again, Kennedy Brooks, the standout from Oklahoma, kind of doing this here on the C2P.
This has been a C2P exclusive.
Yeah.